Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome to Final Pitch on News Talk 830 WCCO. Starting to run out of things to say in regards to this Minnesota Twins team. I know that we're not at the halfway point yet of the Major League Baseball season, but this team remains red hot and on fire. Tonight, the second of their four games against the Seattle Mariners, they win 7-1 over Seattle. And the Twins look to take the series tomorrow with Jose Boreas taking the mound. That's their ace. We're taking your phone calls at 651-989-9226 for the next 30 minutes. We'll take it up to 1 o'clock. And we want you guys to have an opportunity to talk about what you're seeing from the Minnesota Twins, how excited you are for the Minnesota Twins, and how excited you are to see this team playing the best baseball of any team currently out there in the league. Another good performance from Martin Perez, upping his record to 6-1 on the season, 3-0 on the road. He goes 6 2/3 innings, 5 hits, giving up 1 earned run, 4 walks, 7 strikeouts on 103 pitches. And I don't know what you thought about Perez coming into this ball game, DJ, but I just knew that he was going to go out there tonight and be focused and be aggressive just because he seemed like he was upset with his performance in the last outing. And remember, if you go back to last weekend on Sunday, that was his first loss on the season. So when you look at Martin Perez and just when you read his body language and you hear him after the games and you just kind of, you know, pay attention to him on the mound, this is a guy that he's fired up the majority of the time. Like, he shows and exhibits some emotion when he leaves the mound and he strikes out a couple of batters. This guy cares a whole heck of a lot about what he's doing to represent himself and represent Twins baseball right now in the season that he's having. 651-989-9226. Twins win 7-1 over the Seattle Mariners. And the other thing about Martin Perez, and we both saw this and we both noticed this, and actually it wasn't even before tonight, okay? It was going back about a week and a half ago. But it came up a couple of times tonight over the course of the game, is that his tempo, like, he doesn't mess around on the mound. His tempo when it comes to pitching is, you know what? Throw me the ball right back, and I'm throwing the ball right back at you. I want to get after it. You have to worry about a pitch clock with Martin Perez, because when it comes to his tempo, he loves to just go ahead and attack hitters. And the fast pace tonight, a bunch of hitters did not appreciate it for the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, that was apparent throughout the entire game that Perez was dealing, and he was dealing quick, and the Seattle hitters were getting uncomfortable with it. And that's an interesting thing as we talk about how in baseball, a lot of times it's the opposite. It's that hitters and pitchers alike are taking too much time, and then if one of them takes too much time, then the other one steps off the mound or out of the box, and it's sort of this cycle that repeats itself. But we had the opposite story tonight where Perez was dealing quickly and the batters weren't ready for it.
I don't know what you thought a few years ago. So remember when they first started talking about introducing the whole, because the pitch clock thing is new, okay? But remember when they said that they were going to change it up in regards to having batters stepping out of the batter's box,
yeah,
and taking so much time and wasting so much time and messing with their gloves? Because I remember Lorenzo Cain, he's the guy that he messes with his batting gloves all the time, like after every pitch, it seems like, right? And remember, they were individuals, vets, known big league players, stars, like David Ortiz, Big Poppy. Mm-hmm. He said, I don't give a damn what you tell me to do in regards to getting, I'm going to take my time. Remember, he was very opposed to that.
Yeah.
I will say this. I don't think that that's really been an issue over the course of the last couple of years in terms of guys wasting time in the batter's box. I think the majority of the time, the guys, even if they take a foot out, they come right back into the batter's box and they're about business.
And that makes for a pace of game that for a fan is really appealing when the pitches are coming one after another and the game stays interesting.
It does. It does. 651-989-9226. Love to get some reaction. Love to get some phone calls. We're going to start the show with Jerry in Roseville. What's up, Jerry?
How's it going, Henry?
Hey, how's it going? The Twins continue to win, win, win. I feel like DJ Khaled out here. And another one. And another one. All we do is win, 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 no matter what.
And you called this quite a while back.
I did. You know what I said the very first week on WCCO? This is the bounce back year.
Yep.
Now I'm not going to sit here, Jerry, and say that I thought that this was going to occur.
Nobody
saw that, but we'll enjoy it.
Yeah. You look at everything. I feel bad about Addison Reed. I think we kind of overused him last year. That's where, when you look at here coming up May, April, you hope you don't overuse Rogers and Harper and maybe even Trevor May. Finding another reliever would be good. I'm not trying to down on anything. I tell you, selfishly, I wish we could have gotten Crone on another year. I hope Nelson Cruz comes back well. We've got him on a team contract for next year.
Well, hold on. Before you move on,
yeah.
It is interesting that you bring up C.J. Crone because C.J. Crone's been a great addition to this ball club.
Ooh.
Now, he is on that one-year contract. I wonder what his value is going to be at the end of this year. Now, you would think that, look, in hindsight, you say to yourself, okay, well, maybe we would have liked to have given him a couple years. Clearly, the Twins were looking at him. They liked him. They wanted him to be a part of the ball club, but weren't sure about a two-year commitment. But the bottom line is, there's going to be a market for C.J. Crone at the end of this year.
Right, and everybody likes to do the Monday morning quarterback, but
we all do. Yeah,
I certainly cannot blame the Twins for not signing him to an extension. Again, you look at the Tampa Bay Rays, and they're still number one in the American League East. And it's amazing what teams can do like that. And Scope, everybody realized he was on a come-through contract, and he's been great, and it's really fun to watch Mr. Lake. This is really good, and I hope it keeps on going for a while.
I'm with you. Thanks for the phone call from Jerry in Roseville. Look, this is what I believe that the Twins have to do, okay? This is where I think that really good organizations, when they're starting to come into a window, and what I mean by a window is, you know how every team, every organization has that window in which they have to take advantage of being good. And the Twins, I think, right now are encountering being going into a window. Okay, they're starting to get into that window because Buxton is emerging. Barrios is emerging. You got young guys. Kepler's playing well. Polanco's playing well. You got young guys, and you've got some veterans that are right now in that clubhouse that are a part of this team, but you're not sure how long they're going to be a part of this team. How do you solidify your window for the next 3, 4, or 5 years? You have to take advantage of your situation in the window. That's what you have to do. So what is the important thing that the Minnesota Twins organization has to do? They have to be good evaluators of guys who come open in free agency, who they look at and they believe they can get on the cheap but can be productive. That's what they have to do. They've did that with Scope. They've done that with Crone. And I know that Nelson Cruz wasn't necessarily cheap, but it wasn't like you had to give him some massive deal. You signed him to a one-year contract. That's what the Twins have to do. And specifically, I want to elaborate a little bit more on that point as we get back to what took place in Seattle tonight. But the reason why they have to do that, it's plain and simple. I'll explain next year on Final Pitch. Twins win 7-1. We're taking your phone calls here on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, back with you here on Final Pitch on News Talk 830 WCCO. 651-989-9226. Twins win over the Seattle Mariners. And now the Twins are 29-15. Can you believe that? 29-15. I had an old coworker that a month and a half ago, or a couple of months ago, was clowning on the air and talking about, you know, a team in another city and talking about the AL Central. And when the topic of the Twins came up, said, well, you know, Minnesota Twins, I just don't see them as being a team that's going to be above 500. I was like, what? And so I tweeted at him. I text him. And I'm like, I don't know what I don't think that marijuana is legal in that state. But I definitely think that you're smoking something, because what you think about the team that you're evaluating and you support and the team that I'm evaluating and I support, I think they're on two different pages. And I'll say this, right now one's in first place and the other one's in last. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. I'm not feeling good that they're in last. I'm just saying I'm feeling good about our situation.
What's encouraging to me is that the Twins have played great here at Target Field, just down the block. They've had a great and a winning record there, like a good team should. And then you look at their record on the road, it's actually a little better on the road, which is amazing. I mean, you always say, you know, take care of business at home. If you can play 500 ball on the road, you're in pretty good shape. Twins are playing great ball both at home and on the road this season.
They've been good. They've flat out been good. And when I say flat out been good, they've been flat out good anywhere that they played. It's not that they're – because some teams are good at home and not good on the road. When you're a really good road team, that bodes well for making a playoff run. It really does. Mm-hmm. Those are signs of a team that if you can get it done on the road, that you have the stamp of being a legitimate contender to advance in the postseason.
Yeah. Now, going back to Perez, who got a win tonight. Got his sixth win of the year. And we talked a couple of weeks ago. We had the question about who's the third pitcher on this staff. We got Odorizzi. We got Jose Berríos. And then who's kind of that next third guy? And Kyle Gibson has won two games in a row to get to six wins. And now tonight, Perez also gets his sixth win. And, you know, at that point, we were saying, you know, we don't know if there is really a third. And now there's a couple guys on the Twins staff that has stepped up to try to fill that gap. So what do you think about that now? Who's kind of the third guy if you had to slot somebody in on the
rotation?
Well,
I think that we have a nice third guy between the two. But if you say, who do I feel more comfortable with right now, I can't tell you specifically of the two who I feel most comfortable about. If you were to ask me that question last week, I would have said Kyle Gibson.
Yeah, for sure.
As I stand here today, I'm not sure in a series, if you say, who are you handing the ball to for game number three, who's getting the ball? Because Perez has been good. He's been good. Now, Kyle Gibson has been good here lately, too. After the slow start to the season, and slow start because, remember, he was affected because he was ill in spring training and wasn't up to speed, and then he got reacclimated and got in there with the ball club and got back healthy. Now he is really starting to find himself. But if you're to say, who do you hand the ball to on game three of a postseason series, I'm not sure. But Perez, he stated his case, and I think that Kyle Gibson's getting better with every start. Good question.
Yeah, and I think I would have said Kyle Gibson too, particularly before tonight's start. But then if you look at what Perez did tonight, and his ERA is under three.
He's 3-0 on the road too.
It's tough to argue that Perez should be right in that conversation.
No, I feel you. I absolutely feel you. All right, Twins win 7-1 over the Seattle Mariners tonight. 651-989-9226.
Now let me ask you another question. We got news today that Nelson Cruz, who's been out for the last handful of games, he was listed as day-to-day. We thought it would be one day, 2 days. Originally, I think Rocco said he was available that next day if they got into a situation. Now, news today that Cruz is put on the 10-day disabled list. Now, 10 days without Nelson Cruz.
Retroactive to May 14th.
Sure, yeah. So it won't be, it'll be only six more days or whatever that is. But, you know, losing Cruz for this road trip, the way the Twins are playing and with Sano up, it isn't a big deal for the next handful of games. But does Nelson Cruz going on the disabled list, he's 38 years old, does that make you concerned about his durability for the duration of the season?
No, not at all. You know why? Because I don't think that the Twins had to do this. This is just me talking, and this is not hearing anything from anybody with the Twins. I believe that the Twins did this to give him a rest and to get Miguel Sano extra bats.
Mm.
That's just my opinion. If put it like this, if Nelson Cruz had to go, I think he'd be in the lineup.
Mm.
There's no need. There's good depth right now. There's good depth. That's how I see it.
So you have no concern that this injury is something that could linger and cause issues or
no? Because it sounded like he was going to be available just a couple of days ago. All right, 651-989-9226. Twins win 7-1 over the Seattle Mariners. Awesome game again tonight in regards to the Twins. We talked about Perez, A-Ray, Adrianza. He was 2-for-3 with 2 RBI. Max Kepler, 2-for-4 with 3 RBI tonight. Via the Twins, they tweeted this out. They have scored 74 runs over the span of winning 9 of their last games. So, yes, your Minnesota Twins continue to stay red hot and on fire. All right, coming up next, final segment of Final Pitch, and we get to the good hands play of the game. All of that next here on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, final segment here for the Final Pitch. Twins win 7-1. Henry Lake, David Josephson, for another 5 minutes. That's it, and then we're out of here. Then we'll talk to you guys Monday night when the Twins face the LA Angels. There's still a couple of games left, though, in this series against Seattle, but you got Jose Barrios tomorrow. That's your ace. You can wrap up this series in terms of winning this series. You won the first couple of games. You've secured the split. But we don't want this split. We want to win this series. So Jose is going to go out there, and we anticipate that he's going to deal, and we hope to take the series tomorrow night. All right, before we get to anything else in regards to – before we get to audio from Rocco Baldelli, your manager for the Twins in the postgame, let's get to the good hands play of the game. This is tonight's good hands play of the game.
There's a little one hopper to Crone. He's going to field it. Backhand flip to Mark. Oh, Perez, nice job covering first. And Crone fielding it, and his momentum takes him in foul territory. And then a backhand flip to first base. And Perez was just arriving there. But he gave it up real early. Nice job.
All right, that was an awesome play in regards to CJ Crone tossing it to Martin Perez, just making a very athletic, good play there at first base. That is the good hands play of the game brought to you by Allstate. Are you in good hands? It was a really good play. Me and DJ talked about it during the course of the game a little bit later. This is Rocco Baldelli talking to the media post-game, and he actually talked about the Crone play to Martin Perez.
That was a pretty nifty play. I don't know if I've seen one like that. First of all, just grabbing the ball, I mean, that ball had some English on it. You know, you have to anticipate to be able to even make that play and get it in the glove. But, you know, you have to have good feel to be able to do that. It was almost like a point guard, leading someone going towards the basket. But it was a pretty cool play. Very, you know, we see a lot of different plays out there. We see good plays, you know, most nights, but that was a little bit different than the normal, you know, above average play that you see.
That was a good play. But CJ was due a good play. Because CJ had a play a couple of days ago with Jake Odorizzi. That was not a good play. Right? Yeah, CJ owed us one. He owed us one. He needed to make good on what took place there. All right. Another one from Rocco. And look, I love right now what you're seeing from Ari. He's balling right now. And when you don't expect him to get up to the plate and hit a home run, and then he pops one out to put you on the board, that's got to be a jolt in the arm. That's got to be something that just really makes everybody in that clubhouse feel good. This was Rocco on Adrianza's play of late.
From both sides of the plate, good quality at bats. Again, even early in the year, he didn't get a ton of at bats. And when he did, I think he put some good swings on the ball. And, you know, now I think some of those hits are, you know, finding some space out there. But he's been hitting balls hard and filling in also in the field at a number of different positions and doing a great job at all of them.
All right, so look, you're getting contributions from everybody. Legitimately everybody out there in the lineup. And that's what you want out of your baseball team. That they don't just have to have one guy carry the entire load. Right now, Twins baseball is rocking and rolling, and we're all feeling good.